The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat! I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Take a good hard look!
We're all in the same boat. Can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Friday, it's 10 o'clock, and that means it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt.
It is.
Hey, good morning, Stefan, Pensacola. Good morning to you.
Yeah. So we came out of Snowmageddon or whatever and started our week off over there
so
at Georgetown.
Still.
So we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yep.
You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can check out all their specials and deals that they have on that website. You can also see what they have in stock. Consignment sales as well. So check out that website, KeyMarineCenter.com. They have a special running right now, and that is going to be for the Mercury and Yamaha extended warranty. So I talked about that last week. I want you to remember that because that's very important. You can save a lot of money by purchasing a Yamaha or Mercury product and adding that extended warranty at no cost to that product. And it's a factory warranty. It is not a like a buy a TV warranty kind of situation right, where everybody tries to sell you. I never buy those warranties. I don't buy extended warranties on things. I just don't do that. You don't spend $35 on an extended warranty for something that costs $230, you know, mm-hmm. kind of crazy. So I don't buy that, you know, and I just kind of hope it don't, you know, have a problem. But on an outboard, you know, the Mercury, Yamaha product, they're great products, but sometimes maybe a starter will go out, a stator or something. I don't know. It could be something that gets very expensive, and it's a factory warranty, so you don't have to worry about the getting it approved or anything. You know, it's a good factory warranty, and as long as you're doing your maintenance and you're taking care of your boat and not a corrosion issue or anything like that, water and the fuel issues or anything that might affect your engine, you know, running, and it's a warranty issue, they will take care of it with that extended warranty. So yeah, I definitely would consider that, and they can be quite expensive, so I would check them out.
And I would think now would be a good time to buy before the season gets started, and you can take advantage of this extended warranty. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the season is getting ready to get started. We're running into, I heard you on the way in here, you said it's February already. That's tomorrow.
I know.
So, I mean, it's hard to believe, isn't it? So
gosh,
we're running into February already.
And next week, 70s.
Yeah, so it's going to be nice weather. People are going to start thinking about boating as we go into the new boating season, if you will. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it's a good time to call Key Marine, talk to them about your services, talk to them about those extended warranties, maybe repower, that kind of stuff, and they're the go-to place for that. Again, it is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text in. Maybe you have a question about your boat. You remember that last text if we received
yes.
last week?
Oh, and I meant to, let me see if I
if
can
you
find
can
that
find
for
it, let
you.
Me know,
yeah,
and we'll talk about it.
I believe it was about, was it double blonde, double, what was that, double engines?
I didn't remember.
Double
so.
Stock?
Mm,
no,
I don't
that's
know.
Not it. Okay, I'll try to.
Yeah,
it was something about you.
I should
have
wrote that down.
Yep, you were
sometimes
about
we're ending a show and a late text will come in. And, you know, what I'll do from now on, if you want, I'll have than forward that to my cell phone and I'll be more than happy to answer it. I've done that in the past, answer those texts, you know, after the show. I'm more than happy to do that as well. So we finally got back into class on Monday and the entire class came back. All week, every student was in their seats. They were excited to get back into class, and we had a good week, a very good week this week. I can't always say that. Sometimes weeks are very tough, you know,
stressful,
and hard, and sometimes I got students absent and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, we really rolled into a really good week with a lot of learning and stuff. So I'm very pleased to say that we had an excellent week in the Marine Service Technology class over at Georgetown Technical College. We just We just really enjoyed it this week. I spoke last week about going over to Tallahassee. I just want to touch base with everybody and let you know that we went to Tallahassee for Holton's Celebration of Life. Yeah. I had 10 students. Eight students and two family members come with us.
Oh, that's so
and
nice.
And met over there. And we met with the family and so all the people nice. And friends and neighbors. And you know, my takeaway from that was the fact that I had so many people come up and talk to me about my class, about the George Stone Marine Surface Technology class and how it affected Holton in his life and how good it was for him and how it was life changing, you know, when I think about that, I wonder, you know, wow, that's a big statement to make, you know, it's life changing. And I believe that is true when you go to it, trying to change your life and get a different job or education, it can be life changing, you know, and they were talking about that and how he was different and things like that when, you know, and how he talked. I had a neighbor from him come over and talk to me and said, you know, Holton all the time talked about your class and what Aww. You do over there and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to think about that when you're teaching, but not only when you're teaching. I was speaking to my class on Monday and I said to them, I said, how do you interact with other students in this class? People that come in and go and all the things that you on a daily basis and, you know, as you're in class, you as a student can be life-changing for others.
That's right. Peer-to-peer, helping someone else, welcoming them, making them feel comfortable.
Making them feel comfortable, helping them with problems and things like that. And so I kind of told them, you know, the takeaway from that is, you know, be a life changer, whether you're a student or instructor or whatever, you know, wherever you're at, you know, and help people, right?
Absolutely.
That's just a great story, and it's a great testament to Holton and how hard he worked and the plans that he had and things like that, you know, and the other students in my class, I always try to drive that, you know, that they can work well with each other and, you know, make each other's lives better.
Well, I think the thing that struck me about Holton that you shared with us is that when he discovered this, and then he became really passionate about it.
Yes.
And that's so true for so many of us. I had the same experience, and I know just from the way you talk about your class and your students that you bring that passion to the classroom. And so you could make it very technical, and okay, now we're going to do this with the bolt over here. But you're very passionate about what you do, and I think
sometimes kids, passionate.
Well, maybe. You know, but kids pick up on that. They appreciate that. Like passion and excitement is contagious. So when you're around people who are very positive, uplifting, you can't help but get out of your negativity and feel better.
Yeah. I agree with that. And it goes both ways, actually. When I have students that come in that are, you know, ho hum or whatever, grumpy, you know, whatever, tired, sleep, whatever it is, you know, and you tend to absorb what's around you, right? And
that's
that kind
right.
of stuff. And the actual, you know, the challenge is not to allow that to affect your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I'm the same way, you know, if I have stuff going on before students get there and things that I'm trying to handle and, you know, and they walk into the class and I'm kind of like, you know, busy or whatever, you know, sometimes that affects the tone of the class as well. So, you know, I work really hard to try to adjust that
as I go,
you know, adjust it as I go. And sometimes I'll check myself. I'll go, well, maybe I shouldn't have been, you know, that way or this way, and I'll adjust and adjust it. But it's a constant adjustment that all instructors should make all the time, I think. You know,
as
you're teaching and stuff like that, you should make those constant adjustments to make your class work well together, and also to understand that each individual is different and each individual has their own issues, and we're trying to help them through all of that, you know, and the class is just part of it. So do we have a text?
I just wanted to chime in that, and you're saying this in terms of a classroom, but as I listen to you as a former, you know, chamber exec, this is true for your business, for your employees, helping to motivate them, get them excited about what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's all relative to the big picture.
It is. It is. And I think we had a lot of excitement in the class this week because I was teaching the newer students, four of them, precision measuring and torque wrenches and stuff. We actually got some hands-on and working on some product that we had in the shop. We were working on 300 Yamaha power heads, and they were learning how to disassemble the heads and stuff like that, check the clearances and all that stuff. And once they got that hands-on and they're out there, you could – and I say this all the time, you see light bulbs go off, you see excitement, you see all this stuff happening, you know. And this group of students really impressed me because the fact that they dug into the service manual, and they were ahead of me actually in the repairs, which is okay I was like walking over, okay, what are we doing now? And they would tell me, yeah, we read this in the service manual. This is our next step. And I said, yep, that's your next step. Go ahead and do that and keep moving forward. So they did a really good job doing that, you know?
Yeah.
And we just continue to try to get those hands-on projects, but you have to have the book project as well. And so last night, we were, this is kind of comical, but maybe not, I don't know. We were doing a dyno run on our 150 two-stroke Yamaha, which we were, and this is typically what I do.
That's what it was, two-stroke.
Okay.
That's what you were talking about.
Okay. So, yeah, I was talking about two-stroke stuff, and we were phasing them out.
That's
so
it.
So we were doing a dyno run on a two-stroke last night, and we ended up with a problem on it. And I have my new students on. I actually have another student that was teaching them or working with them. I'll do this quite often. So I had two groups of students working, being taught by another student last night. I had my high schoolers on a boat that another student was working on, and they were out there working with him. And I'm going to keep him on this project till it's done. So I want him out of the classroom into the shop,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get him off the book work for now and let him go in the shop and work and get some hands-on experience. So they're working with another one of my senior students out in the on a boat. Has a lot of different stuff to do, gauges and things like that. So they're going to be working with him. And then I have another group of students, my newer students, were doing a dyno run on our 150 TXR Yamaha that we have there. It's a two-stroke outboard. And as we were running it, we're doing drop tests. And that drop test is where you pull the spark plug wires off and you listen for the engine to drop and you look at the spark. Well, they get shocked when they do that most of the time. A student will get shocked. It's about 30,000 volts. It's not no big deal. It's like getting zapped 20 times with a static electricity. You know,
that's big enough deal for me.
And it kind of makes you jump a little bit.
Yeah.
They were testing it, and we actually got into a point in time where we noticed that one of the cylinders wasn't running properly, and we're troubleshooting. So I'm taking brand new students, and we're working into troubleshooting. Right, I'm working along with them. I'm working along with that other student as well. You know, working through the techniques of troubleshooting this outboard. So they got an opportunity to do that. It's advanced further than what they're at right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's a good experience for them.
Well, sure.
So
especially
Thursdays,
hands-on.
Yeah, Thursdays we typically try to do something that's just fun in class. That's what I tell them on Thursday. I said, today's our fun day. Today, we're going to work and we're going to learn, but we want to relax. We want to, mm-hmm. you know, take a deep breath and learn and work and kind of slow things down. So we do that, you know. And part of that is maybe running an outboard on a dyno or getting them to pull another outboard out or something and run it out and listen to a motor run. Those kind of things. You know?
Okay. This is Pep Talk with Meg and Stefan Schmidt and Boat Smart. He's hosting Boat Smart today. If you have a question about your boat, anything that's happening in the marine world that you want an expert opinion on, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
So as you have other students teaching other students, it does a couple things when you do that. First of all, it allows the students to practice what they've learned, but it also allows them to understand what they didn't learn as well. So when you have a student that's teaching other students different tasks, and now look, I'm overseeing it. I'm not walking away from it. I'm walking and checking on them, and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see something that's not correct, I'll go in and I'll correct it. And a lot of times when students are teaching other students, that you find out what they haven't retained and that kind of stuff too. And I'll pull myself aside and say, why? You're supposed to know this. How come you don't know this? And usually I get a shrug at a shoulder or something, and you know. But a lot of times what I think happens is the students that are teaching other students realize maybe I should have studied a little harder.
Mm.
Maybe I should have paid better attention, that kind of thing, you know, way back or whatever. And also when they're teaching the brand new students that come in, it takes them back to a time because now they're teaching stuff that you learned at the beginning of the class.
The basics.
The basics and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that too. So, you know, it brings them back to that time. So that helps them to refresh and retain information as well.
I think it's great when you teach others what you know, it reinforces what you know.
Yes.
It's a very powerful tool.
Yeah, and we use that quite often in there. One of the things I'll say is kind of comical, and I guess I got a message from one of the other classes this morning from, and they were talking about how our dyno was disturbing their class and they couldn't, you know, I don't know what to do about that. The dyno runs are very loud. Okay. They're kind of smoky and fumey sometimes, you know, and we don't do it very often.
Mm-hmm.
It is a technical school, so there's going to be technical things, you know. We got welding next door.
I'm thinking welding smoke. Would be loud, yeah.
Yeah, welding's loud. They're hammering all the time. And, you know, I'm and I've kidded with the welding class. I said, is this a hammering class or is this a welding class, you know, in fun, you know, in fun, okay.
Right.
And, you know, so I get some complaints about the fumes sometimes or, you know, that, and I just don't know what to do about it. You know, maybe they can build me a facility away from there or something. I don't know. But we don't do dyno runs like every single day.
Okay.
And it's not always a two stroke. It could be a four stroke. And they're not quite as loud, you know. And it's not like we're out there for the whole 6 hours running these engines. We're only out there for, you know, in a hour sequence running it up about three or four times in a whole long period of maybe 15 minutes of time frame, you know. It's not like a loud thing that's constant. Going. I have an air compressor we're trying to relocate right now that's in my shop, and that thing runs, I can't hear anything.
Those are loud.
And it aggravates me to no end to listen to that thing run, you know. And I can understand that if you're teaching a class or something, you know, that maybe we're disturbing you, you know, but I can't do nothing about it, you know. Maybe they can build me some soundproof walls and some ventilation. I don't know. But we're, you know, it's not for a long period of time. So I kind of, you know, you kind of laugh it off a little bit, like, okay, sorry about that. We'll try to be quieter, but there's no quieter.
Well,
no
just
way
be
to be
careful.
Quiet.
He might come back with something that's loud for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, then you'll have a little war going
on. I'm always trying to be nice about things. You know, I really do. And I don't really, you know, I don't go above people's heads or anything. Like, I go right back to the source, you know, say, hey, and I don't have issues with other instructors or anything like that, you know, but it's just kind of funny to me that I got a big long message this morning about, you know, about the loud dyno run. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do about that? I really can't do anything other than not do it, and we have to do it, you know.
I gotcha.
But the students, they get so excited. We were talking about keeping them excited. You know, I got one student in particular, his name, I call him B, and he was there on the throttle on the dyno, and he was easing it up, making the motor run. I need to get some video of that, and I'll add it to this podcast whenever I do that one day. I'll put a video of the dyno run on and hopefully capture some of that sound and stuff. But we're like up, make it go, you know, go to wide open. He's very easy. So I pulled his hand off the throttle and I went wham, and I opened that joker up all the way, you know, it went from like 1,000 to 5,500 RPMs like that, you know, and his eyes, and he just jumped back and he was like, he got so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because I said, one of my things last night during what you learned, I said, the best part of this day was seeing B get so excited about that dyno run.
Right.
You know, and they just loved it. But I also told him as we were doing this troubleshooting, I said, don't get the big head thinking you're going to be able to troubleshoot all this stuff right now, because this is just an extra added touch to you being a new student, you know.
Okay. Because
sometimes they think, oh, wow, now I know how to do this. And that's not the case.
Right.
You know.
That enthusiasm, you got him. I think you got him.
Enthusiasm is good. I like it. And sometimes you got to bring it down a notch, you know. Sometimes you have to do that. But, you know, I love it. And we just been having a good time over there doing all that stuff.
Well, it looks like I got a text in here this morning. And it's kind of a special text, actually. I think it's from one of your students.
Okay.
And it says,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Apparently, it says, happy birthday, Mr. Schmidt.
It does, huh?
Herr Schmidt,
okay, well, thank you for that. It is not my birthday.
It's February this Sunday, correct?
It's Sunday, yes.
So we're getting ahead of time. Yeah. We're going to start
I'm
it right here.
Look at the TV, and you see a groundhog over here on the TV. So I'm on a groundhog.
Yeah, your groundhog day. So happy birthday from your students, apparently, and friends. I've had a couple texts this morning.
Okay,
happy birthday,
that
Mr.
Very
Schmidt.
Much.
So.
Yeah, I used to not celebrate birthdays. I was like, get birthdays gone. But I'll tell you what, recently, I celebrate them because I'm so grateful to be here on my birthday.
As you get older, they get more special.
Yeah, they do.
For a lot of reasons.
You know, and yesterday, my students actually kicked me out of my class yesterday. They said, we were doing our introduction, you know, hey, what we got going on and all that stuff. And they said to me, Mr. Schmidt, you got to leave. And I'm like, what do you mean I got to leave?
Excuse me?
They're kicking me out. They're like, yeah, we need about 10 minutes without you here. So I didn't know if they were trying to correct something or, you know, in another student. I had no idea, you know. I've never been kicked out of my class before. I've kicked my class out, but I've never been kicked out, right?
This is a new experience.
So they kicked me out. I went wandering around the school and just waiting on them to call me back, and they finally called me back in there. they had taken a t-shirt that they had gotten from Key Marine, and all of them signed it with their names and the year they came in and what year they're going to be there. So I have that t-shirt.
How nice.
You know, so that's pretty cool that they thought of me, and a couple of them gave me cards and stuff like that. So that's pretty neat when the class does that for you, you know, and I appreciate those texts. Thank you so much for that. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. And it's Groundhog Day. We could have a whole show about what that must have been like growing up.
You know, I would love to go up there and see the groundhog.
You should.
Punxsutawney Phil, right?
Punxsutawney.
Where's that up? In Michigan or something?
I should know. And they had the whole movie Groundhog Day.
Yeah, you know, I like that movie too. And maybe I'll go up there for Groundhog's Day.
Why not?
When it don't fall on a Friday or something. So I gotta be at the show, you know.
I haven't been here that long, but to hear you talk about your students and your classes, I know that they're really special to you, and your enthusiasm and passion for what you do really, I mean, I have just been very impressed with it. And so this puts the icing on the cake to me that your students are sending in happy birthday wishes.
Yeah, I love it. That's pretty special. Yeah, I love it. And I thank them for that. And whoever, you know, whoever sent that, I appreciate that very much.
All right, we've got a few minutes, about 5 minutes left. A few things you want to touch on before we go?
850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. I'm more than happy to take any questions and comments you might have, and I'm more than happy to help you with that. Maybe you can tell me how to keep a dino quiet. I don't know. We can do that, you know?
there you go.
Yeah, I like the noise. Honestly, you know, I wear hearing aids.
Do you?
Yes, and I'm deaf in my left ear, most of the way deaf. I am about 50% deaf in my right ear. And that's a lesson that I take to my students, because when you do a dyno run, you must have safety glasses and ear protection because they're so loud, right?
Right.
And part of my problem, of course, is loud motorcycles, dyno runs, loud cars and things like that in my lifetime. And, you know, constant ringing in my ears and it's just bad. When I got my headset on, I'm not hearing anything in my left ear. I'm hearing it on my right, and I got it blasting in my head right now, I can hear. And, you know, so I tell my students, we do these dyno runs, you need to wear the hearing protection. You need to wear your safety glasses and stuff like that. Hearing protection more than the safety glasses, you know, really, but we wanted to make sure that I protect their hearing so they're not dealing with what I am dealing with now, you know. So many times in my career, I've run dynos. A lot. I could tell you thousands of times I've ran engines on dynos, no hearing protection, running them up, because as a ignorant younger
person in the industry,
thinking, well, if I can't hear that motor, how can I tell if it's really acting right or not, you know?
Right, right.
And that was just something that I told myself. And so many people in my industry have done that.
Makes sense.
And all that stuff. So, yeah, so I try to, you know, tell my students you need to pay attention to that. I was doing some video editing the other day, and I was testing mics. I had two mics, and I was testing mics, and I had them in a stereo situation. And I actually thought one of my mics wasn't working because I was listening back through my headphones, and I had nothing out of my left ear, nothing in my headphones. High as I could turn it up, I could hear nothing. No hearing aids in, just the, you know, trying to listen because I can't wear them because they feedback, right? So I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, okay, my mic isn't working. I've not had the settings right. So I'll go back in and I study it a little more and I do some research, and I find out that one mic is sending information to the left ear, sound to the left, one is sending to the right. And I didn't realize that. Okay. So I think it's called stereo. Mono is when it goes back to
both the different
ears,
channels, right?
Yes. So I actually flipped my headphones around when I was doing my video editing, and I could hear it perfectly in my right ear. Nothing in my left ear again. So now I realize how deaf I am, you know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's something you deal with, and it is a challenge at times in class to understand, because you hear things, and, you know, I do. It is, does challenge me, but I don't want other people to go through that. So I push that fact, you know, you need to protect your ears as much as everything else, you know.
Absolutely.
Don't cut your fingers off. Don't bump your eyes out. All these things to do with safety, you know. Always try to do that and make sure that we're good. I do want to quickly give a shout out to Yamaha. We did receive the 425.
Yay!
Our welding department updated our stand, so now our stand was updated to fit that motor. It wouldn't work on the older style stand, so we took welding, and they the nighttime welding class fixed it for us in 2 days. So now we got the motor hanging, and now we're going to work with Jeff Crane to get all the things we need for that. That's our Yamaha rep for our area, and he's our area rep. So we're going to work on that and get that motor going. That thing's a monster. I'll post some pictures on this podcast for y'all when I put it up on YouTube, and I'll have a picture or two of that. That's a monster. It's a big motor.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's great.
Very exciting. So
congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. And just the industry partners that we have makes us who we are. You know, it helps us.
And they're the sponsor. You know, these are the sponsors of the show, Key Marine. So we're always grateful to them.
All the things that they do, it just helps us so much to do what we can do over there to give the students the greatest technology we can. So thank you, Key Marine, for sponsoring the show. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bauer Road, 850-492-0487 is the phone number. Give them a call, and remember that extended warranty on your Yamaha and Mercury product as well.
All right, we've been listening to Stefan Schmidt with Boat Smart, and I want to do a quick shout-out to his wife, Stephanie. Gave me a very cool Mardi Gras little necklace, and one of them is actually a Georgia Bulldog one, so I'm thrilled. Bulldog. So thank you, Stephanie, and thanks to everybody for listening, and appreciate Stefan being here for Boat Smart. Happy birthday this Sunday.
Thank you very much. See y'all next week.